Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're going to go straight to the parliamentary spokesperson now, Moloto Mothapo, who is on the line with us. And I really appreciate you making the time for us at short notice. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Camilla, and good evening to the listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you for making time for us. Last night, we were given a press release by MK Party that they have sent a letter to yourselves as Parliament in inquiring and asking Parliament to halt its plans to hold a first sitting. You've responded to that. How have you responded to that?
Yes, now through our legal advisor, we advised the MK Party that we disagree with their interpretation of Section 46 of the Constitution, insofar as it's an indication of who is elected member is concerned, and insofar as the composition of the National Assembly is concerned. I think it is important that it is appreciated that the Constitution in that section refers to elected members, and the designation has already been done by the IEC, and all that is remaining is for the members, which are 400 that have already been designated by the IEC, whose names reflect on the list that we received from the Chief Justice. All that is remaining now is for them to be sworn in as duly elected members of Parliament. So I think that is just that difference in interpretation. And as far as we are concerned, having the Chief Justice already declared the Friday as the first sitting of the National Assembly, it's all systems go. We are facilitating the travel of various members of Parliament to make sure that we receive them on Thursday in Cape Town in preparation for the sitting on Friday. Mm.
You speak of the 400 designated people by the IEC, and there is an issue, obviously, with the MK Party, apart from them asking you to halt proceedings. They have also mentioned the fact that Jabulani Khumalo, who insists, still remains on the list, according to the IEC, and actually was given to the IEC by MK Party previously, is coming to Parliament. They've also said, MK Party has also said, no, they have sent a letter stating to the IEC that he was actually fired. You are not the people who are administrating this list. I understand that. But how are you going to manage this process? Because he still remains on that list, even though the MK Party says they've actually sent a letter stating that he's been fired and he does intend to come on the first sitting of Parliament.
Yeah, I think the Chief Justice of the Republic as the presiding officer for that, for the first sitting, would have to deal with these kinds of submissions by various individuals in the party, and make a determination as to how he wishes to proceed. But we must indicate that from the side of Parliament, unless there is a judgment in relation to the matter of Mr. Khumalo that prevents that the institution to act in a particular manner, we will proceed with the list that we have received from the IEC, and to ensure that we swear in those members as per the indication of the political parties. Because you remember that there are certain people that are designated as leaders of political parties that are recognized by the IEC for us to communicate with them regarding the list of their members. So we are communicating with those designated leaders, and we will act in accordance with what the correspondence that they are giving to us, unless the Court of Law says otherwise.
So then, again, back to this particular case, in this case where the designated leader is not on the same page as the member. So MK's Jabulani Khumalo in this case, where he says he's coming, they're saying they're not coming as a collective, and I'm sure they've got a designated person communicating with your office. Your office has said that you're making arrangements for everybody else but MK Party. Where does that leave him? Are you making arrangements for him to come through? Because he has stated publicly that he wants to come and he will be attending.
Yeah, no. Like I'm saying, you know, his matter will be dealt with by the Chief Justice because he's a presiding officer. We don't want to speak for the Chief Justice. But what we are saying is that as Parliament, we do take the instruction of those individuals that are identified as the duly or representative or leaders of those political parties. So if they say that person B is no longer a member of that party, we have to take what they are saying, unless such a decision is set aside by the court of law.
Okay, so just for clarity, and I understand what you're saying. What I was asking is that are you making travel and accommodation reservations for Mr. Khumalo? And is the answer then no?
We will only make travel arrangements for members that are on the list whose parties have instructed us to proceed with them. So, but just to add that we do know that the matter of Mr. Khumalo is before the court of law.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
And a judgment is pending on that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we will, as Parliament, if there is any instruction from the court of law that one warranting us to act in a particular manner, we will duly do so. But for now, we have received a correspondence to a leader of that particular political party who is identified and recognized by the IEC as that as a person who represents that party to act in a particular manner, and that is what we will do unless we are instructed otherwise by a court of law.
Okay. So as far as things go, you are not, as far as we understand it, you are also not making arrangements for the entire cohort of the MK party, as they've said they're not coming.
Well, the announcement that we made today, insofar as the logistics relating to the members of the MK is concerned, is just really a precautionary administrative measure to say that given that the legal representatives of the MK indicated to us that their members, all of them, will not be coming to Cape Town for swearing in, we had to halt the arrangements for that because you will appreciate that if you are being told that I'm not coming, you cannot then continue to make arrangements and pay for the flights and accommodation for that person who says I'm not coming. So what the decision that we have taken is purely administrative. It is precautionary measure to ensure that we don't fall foul of the provisions of the Financial Management of Parliament Act, and that might result in a fruitful expenditure. But we continue to engage with the members of the MK party as well as the leadership with regard to this, because we also appreciate that their matter is before court, and they are saying that until such time that there is a judgment, they are unable to make their way to Cape Town. But we are continuously engaging with them, and should any situation insofar as they are concerned change, and they tell us that we are now coming, we will definitely immediately action their travel and accommodation arrangements.
Since your formal response to them, to their lawyers, you're saying you continue to engage with them. Have these talks been ongoing?
Yeah, because, as part of logistics for the 400 members that are going to be making their way to Cape Town, we are making, we are in close contact with all the political parties, their leaders, all the individuals that are indicated on the candidate list as part of making sure that We capture their details and we put them on flights, we put them in accommodation and so on and so forth. So that since we received the list and their contact details, that's exactly what we've been doing, finalizing their travel arrangements and accommodation and other logistics.
All right. And then obviously it's all systems go for Friday.
It's all systems go for Friday, Pamela, because this is an event that we've been working on since last year. And we've been saying that all that we're waiting is for the exact date of the first sittings of the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces, which are now taking place as per the declaration of the Chief Justice, taking place on Friday and Saturday. So we are ready. Everything will be okay, including the voting, of course, that must take place in the National Assembly, the infrastructure, we are ready with that. So, yeah, absolutely, it's all systems go.
Added security?
Security?
Added security.
Security, Pamela?
I'm asking if it's going to be more than usual.
Oh, okay. No, of course, I'm sure by now we have got, all these things figured out, because we have been holding these big events like State of the Nation Address and now the budget and now the first sittings of the National Assembly and National Council of Provinces. So we've been holding them outside of Parliament, and by now we're working with the law enforcement agencies, South African Police Service, etc.
Sure.
Yeah, everything should be okay for the protection of the members as well as the guests that will be coming.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much for your time, Moloto Motapo.
Thank you.
I was a parliamentary spokesperson there, and as you heard for yourself, obviously, it's a moving target. We'll see if there's an update on that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.